One in eight women will develop breast cancer in the course of her lifetime. For many, a diagnosis may mean recommended radiation treatments, which can sometimes result in damage to the heart and lungs. A new radiation treatment at the University of Rochester Medical Center uses a technique that can greatly diminish these risks. Dr. Marilyn Ling, Associate Professor of Radiation Oncology, says the prone board technology works like this.
With the patient in now the prone position, where they're laying on their stomach, we have this cool special tabletop where there's a false opening, if you will, where the breast that you want to treat falls forward and away from the chest. And therefore, we treat far less lung, if any, when they are in this prone on their stomach position. And on the left side, also the majority of people, 85%, have less lung and heart in the area. And that's a wonderful improvement in safety.
The use of the prone board can, in some cases, require a shorter exposure to radiation, which could result in less skin reaction.
Because although the skin reaction caused by the radiation to the breast is temporary, it can be quite frustrating and annoying to the patient while they're experiencing like a bad sunburn. We tend to see that more in the larger-breasted patient, especially in the folds under the breast and under the arm. And with this, it decreases that skin reaction so that we can actually give the same dose but in a shorter amount of time, because we don't have the separation or the big spread that we otherwise would have to deal with in the supine position. So it's not necessarily a lower dose. We give the correct biologic dose to sterilize cancer cells, but we can get there faster, which will decrease the skin reaction and also make convenience better for the patient.
So far, the University of Rochester Medical Center has only used the prone board treatment for early diagnosis breast cancer patients. There are some for whom this type of treatment is not recommended.
We are avoiding morbidly obese patients at the present time for safety purposes. Some people with back issues might not like that, but when you talk to folks, quite a few have had massages, actually, and they're familiar with the on-their-stomach positioning. So to them, it's not a serious problem. So the majority of people with early-stage breast cancer can be treated prone.
Current studies show that 100% of right-sided breast cancers fare better when treated in the prone position, and 85% of left-sided breast cancers are benefited.
NYU has given us the formula to simulate them in the prone position, see how much heart is in the area that gets treated, and if it exceeds a certain minimum number, we then bring them back to simulate them in the supine on their back position, compare the two plans head to head, and figure out which one is the better one for that patient. Everybody's anatomy is different one from the next.
Dr. Ling says the patients treated in the prone position have fared well.
And the additional side benefit, too, is that their breath motion is decreased when they're on their stomach. So your ability to target reliably is even better. When they're on their backs, the breath motion and the excursion of the chest wall is greater. On their stomachs, they breathe well, but more quietly. So we're definitely targeted even better than ever.
The University of Rochester Medical Center is the only local facility offering this specialized radiation treatment.